So, tonight, we're looking at the fourth of our four core values, which is transformation. And our scripture is two verses, Romans 12, 1 and 2. As I've said, it's one of my favorite verses, and you should probably memorize this. It's a really good thing to keep in your mind. Therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for things we can hide in our hearts so that when the devil attacks us, we can bring them out and use them for a defense. Go with us throughout our lives. Help us to be good servants and help us to lead others to know you. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're looking at the core values, which are at the heart of ego-wing fellowship and tells you who we are, really. First of all, here for this one, we do not only strive to lead others to a saving relationship with Jesus, but to a transformational one. The therefore in our scripture, which we know that if you see therefore, you want to see what it's there for. Okay? And it's because it comes right after the 11th chapter, which talks about getting closer and closer to Jesus, being more and more like Jesus. And it indicates that we change ourselves because of what Jesus did for us. Offering bodies is connected to salvation. When we give our life to Christ, he says, we need to take up our cross and follow him. Cross is a means of execution. It's often been said that you can't kill a person who's already dead. So if you have died to the world and you're alive in Christ, then the world can't get you. And Jesus is going to take good care of you. Transformation is connected to living and serving. You want to be different. I have often said that if someone asks you why you have given your life to Christ, your answer will be within the pattern. This is the way I was before I was saved. This is how I am now. And Jesus did it. Now, there has to be a transformation for you to say, I was like this, and now I'm like this. When you get saved, you probably don't have a lot of transformation, but you have to seek it. You have to go for it. And the thing that it says is, do not be conformed to the world. Jesus, throughout the Gospels, was telling the people, this is what the world is like, but the kingdom of God is not like that. So you need to conform, not to the world, but to the Lord. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind and body into the pattern which Jesus wants us to follow. We do not naturally, in our minds, want to do what God wants us to do. That's because the devil's always in there, chirping in our ear.
Yes, he is.
Oh, don't you want to do this? It's so much more fun than doing what the Christians say. Mm-hmm. But we find out the longer we're in the Christian life and the closer we get to Jesus, the more we find out, hey, you know what? This is a lot more fun. I don't wake up with hangovers all the time. Okay? I don't have all of these problems that are well known to be associated with my former lifestyle. Now, like I say, I was saved at about 4 years old, so I don't have a lot of beforehand, but I can remember vividly that at 4 years old, when I found out what sin was, it scared me to death because I knew that I was not a perfect little four-year-old kid. And my grandmother very sweetly explained to me there's a solution for this, and she led me to Jesus. Now, Jesus had always been with me, but once I figured out what sin was, he wasn't there anymore. Because once I knew, then I was no longer able to say, hey, I didn't know. But when my grandmother led me to Jesus, he was back. And I knew that there was a difference. And I've always told everybody, that was the worst 10 minutes of my life. Because Jesus was gone. Secondly, we try to become Jesus to those around us. You see, it is said that you may be the only Jesus people ever see. You may be the only gospel they ever hear. We are the Jesus they see. People have said we're Jesus with skin on. We're the Holy Spirit with skin on. We're trying to show them what this life is like and that it's worth it. We are what makes them either come closer or move away. One of the most interesting things when I was doing the Hog Radio internet program that I did for 10 years was one of the first interviews we had was J. Peter Kay, who was the publisher of Wheels of Grace magazine. To date, it is still the only Christian biker magazine. But he said the hardest thing he had in trying to lead bikers to Christ was when they would point to all the different Christian biker groups and say, you don't even like each other. You're always fighting with each other. And so he started Wheels of Grace to say, let's all get together and let's have a unified message. And all of a sudden, people, bikers started saying, hey, maybe this is for real because these people are actually getting together. Okay? When the big flail happened in Waco, where the police attacked a club, Confederation of Clubs meeting, which, once again, nothing would bad would have ever happened at a Confederation of Clubs. That's holy ground to a biker. They would consider they were disgracing their patch if they did anything at a CFC. And so they, but the police attacked them. And that was the thing that the bikers all said. Wait a minute, we had three Christian groups with us. We respect these guys. We would never do anything to start this with those guys around, much less at a Confederation of Clubs meeting. But people had looked at this and they had seen this. And just watching these people, they knew. 6 months into working in Hog, the Harley Owners Group, Hog, I was at a rally in Winthrop. And I had my jacket, my vest on, and it said, Jesus is Lord, in 3-inch letters across the shoulders. Everything was fine until Saturday afternoon. And for some reason, some guy decided he wanted to try the old rev on. And he started just ragging on me. And I'm trying to think about, oh, and what am I going to do? You know, I don't want to look bad talking back to him or whatever. Four of the Hog members that had all said, don't try to lead us to Jesus, we're not coming, jumped in, and they start poking him in the chest and going, don't mess with him. That's Walter. That's who he is. That's who he always is. don't mess with Walter. And I'm going, Lord, maybe I'm having an effect on these guys. Now, that'll scare you to death, though, because now you start thinking, wait a minute, I got to be Jesus 24/7 because I don't want to, you know. But at any rate, that's the third thing about this. We must be Jesus all the time, because the first time you're off by a little bit, boy, they're going to come right down on it. Oh, you're not such a much after all, are you? Never was much of a much. Jesus is. So what does this mean for us? Well, Jesus loves us too much to leave us the way we are. Jesus will always try to change us, transform us into what we should be. We must give our bodies and minds and souls wholly to Him. The biggest thing that people have said is, aren't you afraid you're going to get into it with somebody and they'll kill you? Well, I was in the jungles of the Philippines with the New People's Army trying to get on to Clark Air Base, and I was in a number of firefights that I never wanted to talk to Pat about because I didn't want her to be scared about it. But, I mean, this was serious business. And I realized afterwards that I was not afraid to die. I was more afraid I wouldn't die, but it was going to hurt a lot. But if I died, I'm going to go be with Jesus. Well, yeah, and Pat will be stuck over there in Angeles City. Don't worry, Lord will take care of it. Or the Air Force, at least, better. I'm going to come back and haunt them. But at any rate, we don't worry about anything. We let Jesus take care of it. We just go out and try to be Jesus for other people so they will see something they want. And when somebody says to you, I don't know what it is about you, but I want to be like that, you know you've done your job. We must be transformed into the Jesus that people can see. Because when people look at us, they can see Jesus. One of the things that if you read through the Bible in order, which I have a Bible that is in order, through the in order, the books of Paul, which are not in order in the Bible. But when you read them in order, you start to see a transformation in Paul. Paul starts out, and it's like, don't look at me, boy, I'm terrible, I'm awful, I used to persecute the church. And they would go on and on. And then little by little, it's like, okay, now here's what you want to do, and I'll try to help you. And then it moves into, okay, if you can't see Jesus to follow Him, follow me while I follow Him. Now, I know that scared him to death because I've done it and it scared me to death. But we have to be transformed into somebody that if people just can't figure out what this Jesus stuff is, they can say, if that's it, I want it. I don't know what it is about you, but I want it. I have been well known for hating child abusers. One day, on duty, on a Trident submarine, and this guy came up that I did not like a whole lot because he was beating up his kids. And he racks me out when I'm trying to sleep before having a watch, and I'm going to get mad. And he says, Fletcher, I don't want to hurt my kids anymore. Can you help me to not do that? And I'm thinking, Lord, you got a warped sense of humor. But there we were sitting on the floor of a 9-man bunk room on a Trident submarine, and I led this guy to Christ. And he didn't beat up his kid anymore. There was just something about me that said, because he'd seen me around my kids, and he'd seen my kids come running when I'd come in. And his kids didn't. They wouldn't even come when he came in. But he wanted to be like me. And I'm thinking, that's scary. But at any rate, we must always show Jesus to those we interact with. Sometimes you're sitting there and you're just having an interaction with somebody you never even saw before. And they'll turn around and they'll go, there's something different about you and I can't put my finger on it. And you say, well, I've given my life to Christ and I try to live like him. No, that's not it. What, you know, but eventually they figure it out. You know, that I've run into people who didn't want to talk to me. And then later on, I run into them again, and they go, this just kept running into people like you. Mm-hmm. And they all said the same thing. Mm-hmm. So I gave my life to Christ. And now I understand. You know, I have a T-shirt that says, if I have to explain, you won't understand. That's for motorcycles. But that's almost the same thing. If I have to explain, you're not going to understand Jesus. You have to experience him. So we need to show him to everybody so they'll want to experience him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we've been here tonight. We thank you that we have these four core values and that we can follow them. Guide us into being the people you want us to be. Help us to draw people to you. And help us at all times to be ready to explain what it is to be in the kingdom of God. In Jesus Christ, amen. Yes, turn it off.